This is Tom Bernard. Can't get enough of sports talk with Phil Mackey and Judd Zolgad? Tune in to the new Tom Bernard Show podcast Monday through Friday as Phil and Judd join me to discuss the latest sports headlines and whatever else comes to mind.
Just download the Tom Bernard Show app wherever you get your podcasts or visit TomBernardShow.com. It's another way to get more from me and Judd talking sports and having fun with Tom, and it's all at your fingertips. Download the Tom Bernard Show app now and join the conversation.
All right, how do we feel? So the Twins are once again committed to Emilio Pagan. They like his stuff. They like his process. I don't like the big home runs allowed, personally. So
no,
where are we at with this?
Well, do you think his stuff is that good when you watch him? I don't.
Not good enough to justify the gap in the results that we've seen the last 2 years.
No, it's not that good. And he won't challenge it. He knows his stuff isn't that good because he won't challenge anybody with any pitch until he's already screwed the game up. And then he challenges a guy on the first pitch and he hits it over the center field fence. So I don't know. I think he's just he's just another guy. And why they brought him back, I really don't know. After that would have been like bringing back Alex Colome 2 years ago, right? After he screwed up the entire season. This guy screwed up your entire season and you brought him back anyway. Go get somebody else for that kind of money. You didn't have to bring him back. It was
But it's like, I think they get, you know, so there's some organizations, you know, the 49ers are a great example where they put a ton of capital into getting Trey Lance.
Yes.
But then circumstances change, and a year later, 2 years later, they're like, actually, Brock Purdy's going to be our quarterback. And Trey Lance, like, they're able to remove their ego and the sunk cost away from it. I think the Twins get stuck sometimes on, we want to be right about the initial decision.
That's exactly right. And that's what's going on here. Well, you know, you got a break. Okay, you fritter away $6 million. Okay, you flushed it down the toilet. But the fact that Taylor Rogers turned out to not be that good kind of saved that, you know, we don't have to spend our whole life saying, and they gave up Taylor Rogers because he didn't turn out, you know, halfway through the year he went in the tank and he isn't back yet. I think he's on the DL now. But they won't you know, they won't admit that they're wrong about this guy. And they're wrong about him because he doesn't have it behind the left nipple. He doesn't have heart. He doesn't have guts. He's, you know, trying to, it's 3-2. The bases are loaded. You just walk the guy and you're still going to try to hit that outside 1/8 of the plate. And, you know, here comes the run. I know a lot of people hate him and they should. You know, he's a bum. He's one of the bums of the bullpen. Then the non-important innings he's pitched this year, we keep lauding him and he has good stuff and all that. It's all horse manure. And he's just not, you know, he'll be around. But why were they in such a hurry to hook De Leon yesterday? He you know, a ground ball's hit and a, you know, two bloopy hits, and he was throwing good. He, you know, and they hadn't seen him and he was throwing good. What was the hurry to go get this idiot?
He almost had an immaculate inning, Pat. Provis was saying, because he struck out the first three on six pitches, and he said, or first two on six pitches, and he goes, he's what, three away from immaculate inning? And then he gives up two little singles, but should have kept
going. He had two outs and then he gave up two little hits, but they weren't anything. And okay, you look out there and Emilio's warmed up. Well, so what? Let this guy try to get the third out. We don't want him. We don't like him. Okay, don't give him to us.
How are you 5-for-40 with the bases loaded is my question. No outs again. They're 0-for-9 with no outs.
0-for-9 with no outs. 0-for-9 with no outs. Somebody walked with the bases loaded, but outside of that, they're 0-for-9. I announced today on Twitter, next time they load the bases with no outs and don't score, David Popkin should be fired. And my theory is
middle of the game.
My theory, right there, right now. You're done. Get back it up. My theory is irrational action, rational outcomes have to be followed by irrational decisions, right? I mean, it makes no sense, but we're going to fire you anyway because these clowns can hit a fly ball. Just fire him. Okay, you're done. Right, fifth inning, march him out. You know,
it is weird. It is. I mean, it's 5 for 40. It is very. How many of those are strikeouts? By the way, do we know?
Oh God, yeah.
I could probably. And look then, that up. Declan, why don't you look that up?
Oh, sure.
And you knew when Polanco had that at bat, he was not healthy. I mean, Is he ever going to be healthy?
No, I don't know.
He was good for a week. He came back. He'd been rehabbed. He was good for a week, but his legs are not underneath him in the field at the plate. You can see his legs are not underneath him. He's going on the DL again, and who knows? Tendonitis in the knees, same thing as Buxton. Buxton is obviously playing and stealing bases and looking much healthier than Polanco does. But I thought for, okay, 5-6 days he looked pretty good, but last week he just, there's nothing. He doesn't have any foundation when he's hit. You can see that. So, and you are, Julien will be second base when they play the Angels on Friday, I would guess. And I looked him up. He's still got the plus .400 on base percentage when he's with the Saints. I mean, he's an odd percentage machine. He's not a great second baseman, but I think he's, try him as your leadoff hitter instead of Joey, maybe. Maybe Joey is, they got a bunch of runs with Joey let off. But try this guy as your leadoff hitter. Why not? Let's see, you don't have one.
And then does Royce, let's say starting in June, does Royce come in and just hold down third base? For the rest of the season if he plays.
And then Kyle Farmer is your extra player. But Nick Gordon's gone for, 2 months now or something? Broke his shin.
Yep.
So on that foul ball.
Yeah.
You know, he was walking around on that foul ball, and I kept having this thought, go, go, go. He looks like Go-Go Gomez, here. But I'm glad I didn't say anything on Twitter about that because he ended up with a broken leg. So, broken shin, so he's out.
He kind of came around last year for a little bit, but, and he wasn't – I think he was actually one of Terry Ryan's last couple
– Yes,
not, right. Not that Terry's the one, hand-selecting these guys, but – That's one that we don't talk about a lot. It's one thing if you're the 30th pick in the first round. Yeah. He was the fifth overall pick back in 2014. Yeah. And he's basically getting, what is he now, 28, 27? Yeah. And he's basically giving you a kind of a solid utility season last year.
He did have a couple of years of illness too, right? He's had some issues for a couple of years. He's a skinny dude. I mean, he's not bad to have on your team, but he's not a – the problem now is the manager obviously does not like Michael Taylor as a hitter because he was playing Gordon a lot in center field. And now your backup center fielder is Willie Castro. So good luck. Unless they're going to play Gallo out there some, I don't know, because they might. I would guess they're also going to, they might DL, what, who's he? They're going to DL somebody else too, right? Who else is hurt? Gallo will be okay.
Shin last night.
Yeah, but they got to bring Kepler back here pretty soon, right? Mm-hmm. There was a rumor out that Kepler didn't want to go to California. I don't know why, but that can't be it. But they were
right, like he just
I don't know. I don't know if there's
politically
problems out there or something. I don't know what the hell it is, but
got some skeletons in the closet out there. Perhaps?
Yeah, I don't know. He's he's spent times out there in the winter. I don't know what's going on. What's going on? But that was probably just some crazy thing floating around. But what the heck? This is Mackie and Judd. Let's throw it out there. See what's going on.
It is Reckless Speculation Thursday here too, Pat. So.
Reckless Speculation. Why does Kepler not want to go to California? That's
never
reckless.
651-646.
Never too old. Hey, we have not even broached the topic of the guy that you called me about yesterday during the game, Carlos Correa.
On God. What? What is going on those breaking pitches? He missed three breaking pitches yesterday. I declared that first one he missed that he struck out on to have shattered the franchise record held by Miguel Sano. And I'm talking all the way back to 1902 in Washington.
Oh, the Senators, too. Okay.
For how far he missed the ball. Did you see that, Phil? It was a breaking ball in the other batter's box.
It was very Michael Kadire. It was Michael Kadire has a few of those on the leaderboard.
Yes. But then he takes a down the middle fastball, strike three, doesn't flinch. So obviously he's now guessing on everything. And then his last at bat that he missed two more breaking pitches by a foot?
Yeah.
What the hell is going on? Is he that? I never deemed him to be this ungodly guess hitter. So he has no faith in him right now, in himself right now, because he's guessing at everything.
It's a little tougher when you don't know what's coming.
Takes a fastball down the middle, strike three, and then he misses three breaking balls by a combined 7 feet. It was unbelievable. I don't know what's wrong with him. It's pathetic. He did get one hit, but that was an accident. I don't know. I mean, what do you think? What do you guys think? I mean, he can't be this rotten.
It's hard because I don't think he's had a stretch like this in his career yet. A lot of his value has been just being a great defensive shortstop and a solid hitter. So he's never. Yes. So I guess if you're not like a diehard baseball fan that watches the nuances of how a shortstop operates, then you might think, oh, how is he making $36 million? He's not flirting with batting titles or home run titles, but he's always been solid and consistent. I don't think he's ever had a stretch like this where he just can't even hit 200 for 7 weeks.
No, it's brutal. It's absolutely brutal. And I don't think it has anything to do with an ankle injury 8 years ago either. It's just something. He looks great at shortstop. He made that play in the hole the other night, two nights ago, out on the grass. And, no, who makes that play? That throw he made from out there is his throwing arm's unbelievable. But, okay, come on. Let's do some action here. Hit him eighth, right? You got to say, okay, Carlos, we can't put up with this city. You can't.
He's still playing on that in the Twins world, he hasn't sat out games. A year ago, he would have been sat down on a couple of occasions. Hey,
stop pampering it. Stop saying, you're going to hit third. Okay, you couldn't do it at second. We're going to bat you third. Put him eighth. Let him hit down there with the fat little catcher, who's god awful too, by the way. He's overrated. But
no home runs.
Put him down there next to him, and the bottom of the order would be Taylor's not a much of a hitter either. But I don't have a problem with Taylor. He can put the ball in play once in a while, and anyway, it was they played pretty good that whole series. Really, they could have won the game one, and they played real good 2 days ago, and then they were good. They couldn't get any hits, left the bases loaded, nobody out, of course, as we talked about. But they had a chance to win that game until they used the bullpen like idiots. So anyway. Yeah,
it kind of feels like if they can keep at least three of these starting pitchers, and I'm going to start to include Bailey Ober too, because I think we have enough sample over a few years when Bailey Ober is healthy. He's a really good starting pitcher. They can hang with anyone with these starting pitchers.
Yeah, I was watching all over the other day, and he didn't have a good breaking ball at all, I didn't think, especially early. But he throws from up here. He's not up on top. He's over here. But there's something about being 6'9" that causes an optical illusion or something, because they swing at a ball this high out of the zone a lot. That the good hitters that don't chase that pitch, they chase it with him. Must be where it comes out of his hand. They're used to seeing a ball go someplace when it comes out of somebody's hand. And when it comes out of a 6'9" guy's hand, it's 4 inches higher than they're used to, because a lot of guys are swinging. He got a big strikeouts on high fastballs up above the zone, which was interesting to me. But I think he's a competitive son of a gun, don't you? I mean, he just got that look about him. So I think he's fine. But just the question becomes, and I think you brought it up last week, Phil, is he's never pitched 100 innings, right? So
not in the major leagues, I guess. I'd have to add up like his minors. I mean, he did make he's made 36 career starts over the 3 years, and then you sprinkle in a handful in AAA too. But it's also hard when you're 6'9". This was the problem with Alex Meyer back in the day, and he wasn't. Yeah. He was more probably 6'6" or 6'7". Yeah. You want to say? Maybe 6'5". Mm-hmm. Can you stay healthy and repeat your delivery, as they say?
He does seem to have that arm slot that he can repeat all the time. I mean he's. I did a piece on him in spring training. It was only a couple. He kind of popped out of nowhere. Remember that one year he had his statistics in minor leagues were ungodly. It was like three hits in 9 innings or something, and all the innings he was pitching. And then he was not a big prospect when they signed him, and he's been fine. And Louis's okay too. Louis's competitive.
You know who Bailey Ober reminds me of a little bit is about 15 years ago, the Texas Rangers had a 6'10" right-handed starter named Chris Young.
Yes. You guys remember him? He had a long career.
I don't think he was throwing 99 miles an hour, but when you have this sort of praying mantis, 6'9", 6'10" frame coming at you, and it throws you off as a batter. The ball is coming out closer optically and the angles are different.
I think he's a general manager, isn't he, somewhere now?
I think with Texas.
Hey, how weird is baseball this year? Philly stink. Mets stink. San Diego stinks. Baltimore's good. What's going on? It's upside down.
The Cardinals are like 10 games under 500.
Although they've won like 8 out of 10 now, so they're out of their coma. Out of their coma. But it's upside down. I was talking, Tim Kirkjian called me yesterday to talk about some stuff, just BSing, and I was saying, what's going on, Timmy? The good teams are bad, and the bad teams are good.
You know what it is, Royce?
It's extremely strange.
It's a crazy league. That's what it is.
It never has been a crazy league before. So, generally speaking, Toronto's mediocre compared to what they were supposed to be. There's a lot of weird stuff going on, which is fun, which is good. But, what would it take to get Emilio released? What do you think? How many more times does he have to do this?
I don't know. It's ego at this point. It's definitely ego. Yes. And I think in terms of like actually blowing games, I think if you want to go official blown saves or blown leads late or whatever, whenever he comes in, it's like 10 or something over the last 2 years. I don't think it would have put him in the playoffs last year, but this year it could, if you don't distance yourself from Cleveland and you got 5 or 6 of these things hanging over your head.
I think there's a little tension there too with some of the stuff going on, because about once a month I'll text a quip to Rocco, out of nowhere, I don't abuse the privilege, okay? But I texted him the other 2 nights ago. I said, Moran is going to take years off your life when he came in, because he was, 2-0 right away. Then he gets them off. Didn't get a response, so I think they're nervous there. Usually I get a little, usually about a day later I'll get a just a one sentence response, but I think maybe there's a little tension.
On Reckless Speculation Thursday, you are reporting right now that there is tension in the Twins clubhouse. potential dissension among the decision makers. This is fantastic.
Yes. Well, that could be. But I guess I'm reporting that I'd like to know what are his teammates, Correa is the leader and we give him this special place in the world, and he's so good for everybody. What are his teammates thinking when they're walking in there saying, "What the? You're making $20 million or $30 million? Come on, buddy, do something." Yeah. What do they think? He's killing them. It's incredible how rotten he is, and last year he saved his season by the last 6 weeks he was good, but This is worse. This is way worse than anything he was last year. It's just pathetic. I think he's feeling bad. I think he had to come home, come back here with his tail between his legs, don't you?
I think they say happy wife, happy life.
Yeah, maybe she doesn't maybe like Minnesota. Maybe she doesn't. Maybe she doesn't like
Dior
Minnesota.
Stores in Minnesota.
Yes,
he ain't
true.
Dior no more, baby.
No, he ain't Dior. He's Marshall.
He's Old Navy.
He's Marshall's downtown, and it's closed down on the corner, and they closed the damn place. So anyway, say, how about Jimmy Butler, man? Unbelievable. Is he going to take him to the finals?
At this what point, yes. Hell? To win game one in Boston like that?
Boston. He goes and gets 36. You know, I listened to the post game. For some reason, I ran across the post game coaches thing. And Spoelstra might be one of the coolest dudes in America, man. Mm-hmm. Plus, he still looks like he's 38. You know, he's obviously putting some stuff in his hair, but he's so smart. He answers every question. And then this kid from the Celtics is like mumbling out answers and doesn't, you know, he got the job by accident. And it is a one thing Miami's got in their favor, I would say, is a coaching mismatch. I still kind of like Boston with Tatum, but I don't know.
Pat Riley cloned himself. It's the yes. This thing.
But this guy is more affable than Pat Riley. Yes. Pat Riley was an egomaniac. And this guy might be, but he doesn't show it. He is a, you know, I mean.
All right, here's a column idea for you, Pat. All right. I think we've given you like three of these over the years.
Okay.
So take it if you want to. So heat culture is a very pronounced thing over the last 20 years. Udonis Haslam, there's an interview online somewhere where Udonis Haslam lays out like what heat culture means. And it's mostly just like playing your ass off and being accountable and things. What is Timberwolves culture?
It's a great call.
I've described Timberwolves culture. Even when they do the right thing, it's the wrong thing. That's the Timberwolves culture. Somehow this looks okay, but it's going to be screwed up. By the way, here's the Timberwolves culture. You got a guy that you're paying more than any other general manager in the NBA who came in and made the craziest trade in NBA history and now won't tell you that he's dedicated to staying here for the rest of his career. That's Timberwolves culture. Now that I screwed you up, I'm going to get the hell out of here. Okay. Timberwolves culture is David Kahn coming on the Mackey and Ricey show and saying, yeah, we think Malik's going to be pretty good because he promised us he's going to smoke less marijuana.
Yep.
So that's the culture. Not smart. That's the culture.
I love it. All right, Pat. We will see you tomorrow here on Royce.
Okay. Jay. See you, Jets.
All right. Presented, by the way, by our friends at Power Lodge and Miller Marine. You want to talk about culture, all right?
Oh, yeah.
Bennington pontoon culture is relaxation. It's therapeutic during these summer months. And Power Lodge is the biggest Bennington dealer in the entire country. Judge Zulgad.
Two words for you, Phil Mackey. Throttle therapy. That's right. Look at that. Just get out there on the water on a gorgeous day. Summers are short, right? But it allows you time to relax, decompress, get away from the stress in your life, which includes most Minnesota sports teams. Throttle therapy on your Bennington.
PowerLodge.com and MillerMarine.com presenting Royce Unchained.